House Bill 1094 passed by a vote of 7-6 after being highly debated on both sides. The bill says people who own more than 640 acres can transfer big game hunting permits to any legal hunter in the state with or without payment. The permit can only be used on the land owned or leased by the owner. The bill's opponents say this would put a bigger strain on the license draw that already has thousands of people on the waiting list. Opponents also say this would create a system where permits go to the highest bidder. Supporters argue the system wouldn't lead to abuse, but rather allow tags to be filled and provide some income for landowners. Representative Larry Roden says this could help pay for damage done by deer.
In my part of the world, things are tough. We put up about a fourth of a hay crop. Bring that into the hay corrals. We started out with a long winter with very low cattle prices, so we're behind the eight ball to start with. And now when I drive home from Pier, I see hay corrals that are painted with deer. And I talk to neighbors who are soft, can't even get to the hay corrals, and they're seeing literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of damage in feed. And I have to take a couple deep breaths when I hear people come up and say, the people own the deer. Because I always want to say, then the people need to pay for the cost of running those deer.
Roden says Game Fish and Parks doesn't manage the deer population, rather the income that the hunting generates. He says the landowners are the ones that manage the deer. The bill goes on to the House floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.